Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
And yes, this is Dan, as promised. Dr. Mark Lenihan, our guest today. The Wayne School Board met last night. It's our normal habit to visit the day after or 2 days after.
Yes, whatever works out best.
We work around Mark's schedule.
Well,
he's a busy guy.
Well, everybody's busy, and I know you always have city council, too, so we always have to kind of work around that.
Certain months, it ends up the same week.
But. That's good. It's good for the... I think it's really good public information, so we definitely appreciate the opportunity.
We do our best. Of course, you had a special board meeting a couple weeks ago,
too. We did, yes. That
probably should talk a little bit about that, too.
Yeah, we had a board meeting. We actually had a couple business items we had to take care of.
I know there were some personnel things there.
Correct. Yeah, we had a resignation from Jean Steen. She's our assistant principal and SPED coordinator. So the board acted on that, and then... We went through basically what we wanted to do was have our architects come back and review a plan that we're working on with them, a facility master plan in 2019. We were just getting to the point where we were starting to have some public meetings to talk about that plan, and March of 2020 happened, and a date to be remembered in infamy, I guess. And so, obviously we weren't able to have any meetings in the spring of 2020 with the start of the pandemic and throughout the summer. Last school year, we really made a concerted effort to kind of put a hold on everything in terms of mainly just wanted to focus on keeping school going and, make sure things were going well at school. So we really didn't have a lot of extra things that we did last year.
And you definitely want public input when you start talking about
facilities. Right, exactly. And we weren't able to have, for a while there, we couldn't have anybody together. And then the numbers were restricted and we didn't want to do that. So this fall of 21, we engaged in a strategic planning process with our school board association facilitating that. And from there, that was really good. We had lots of... data, feedback on surveys. We had a community meeting in Carroll, and then we had one in Wayne, well attended. Lots of different people came and really just looked at moving to the future, what we want our district to look like. And from those meetings, we actually have six priorities that the board approved on first round last night. And the first priority of those was district facilities and resources. And I think, that came out of all of our data, all of our survey data, the meetings. I think people realize that, our enrollment has grown quite a bit, actually, since when we moved buildings into a K-6 and 7-12 building structure back in the 2012-13 school year. We were right around 850 students. This year we're at 984. So that growth has been steady, which is nice because it's a little bit easier to manage when it's steady growth instead of just 150
kids. You have some idea
of
what to expect.
Exactly. Yes. And you can plan. but we know our enrollment's been growing. So back then, that building arrangement, was good and it's still good now. It's just, we're pretty much full. And so if there's any growth, which it seems as though, there might be some additional housing going in pretty soon. Right. We know that's going to impact the school. And even if there wasn't, I think it was time for us to look. We lease a preschool facility that's in the Sunnyview Park area. We've been doing that with our preschool since 2015. But we got to pay that payment every year, every month. It adds up to about $60,000 total in a year, which is a very reasonable cost. We've worked well with Mr. Bakich, who is the owner of that. And so, paying a lease payment, it is a payment that you have to make. We don't own the building. So, and the other side of that is it's away from our campus. And In some ways, that's okay, but there's probably more downfalls to that than positive things as far as staff and just, you know, having everybody together. So so that's kind of where we're at with that. Bob Sokup from CWP Architects presented the plan as it sat in 2019. So no new, you know, we've done a few minor upgrades, but really just wanted to present the plan as it stood then, and then get some feedback from the community. We had a really good turnout at that meeting a couple weeks ago. And so, you know, really just taking that information and starting to think about forming a community group that will help the board and the administrators work through a facility plan. The nice thing is we already have the background information finished. Normally that's where you start. That's done. So soon we can really start working on looking at our facilities and making decisions as to what we might want to do moving forward. The board did act on last night on a bond study with Carlson West Pavonder Architects. So they approved that. So we'll get a hold of them again and really kind of pick up where we left off in 2019 is okay. What we're going to do.
Tell me what a bond study is.
A bond study is basically looking at your facility plan and looking at, you know, potentially, are we moving toward a situation where we're going to need to upgrade, renovate, and add on to our current facilities? So basically, it's just looking at what's the reality of where we're at now, and where are we short, and what are some areas that we want to improve on, and then potentially leading toward a bond vote down the road. If that's where the committee sees, and the board, obviously, they need to be in favor of that too. So there would be a lot of work to do, a lot of opportunities for community involvement. We definitely want to continue that and make sure that what we do is reflects what the community wants for the school system. Mm. You know, it's potentially a decision that you know, hopefully lasts for 20 to 25 years, and we're not doing this again 5 years from now. So we really think it's time for that. We know we're going to continue to grow. And as I said before, you know, we're really probably at capacity in both of our buildings, if not at the elementary. You know, we're within fire code regulations and all those things, okay. Obviously, but we're full over there. Okay. I think people know that too. We've talked about that a lot. So really it'll just be working with that committee and a group of people in the school board and we've had a lot of people step up and say they'd like to be part of that. And that's great. Mm-hmm. We want that community involvement on this because this is more than, this is a bigger decision than what the board and the administration could make.
Yeah,
sure. You definitely want the community part of it. So
you thinking there might be some proposal put together for maybe 2023 sometime?
You know, I would think that we would have something together at some point next school year. When that is, I don't know. I mean, the 2019 plan is a pretty good, well thought out plan. But there's some shortcomings to that, too, that we need to look at. And we would have done that back then if we kept moving this process forward. So, like I said, we're really just kind of picking up where we left off, you know, 2 years. Well, it sounds like it's basically 2 years ago, you know, early spring of 2020 is when that pandemic hit. So we're going to pick up where we left off and see where it takes us. And obviously everything will go through board meetings. Sure. And talk on our meetings after and encourage people to come to our meetings and be part of the process.
If you have any thoughts, you can always talk to one of the school board members.
Absolutely. Or give me a call or email and, you know, attend a board meeting too. Second Monday of the month. That's where yes. All the information will flow and we'll be very transparent yes. about this. I think that's really important that we're making sure that we're transparent about what decisions are being made. And why they're being made. And, you know, I think it'll be a good process for everybody to go through and we'll see where it takes us.
Yes. Meetings are always open to the public
and
they post the agenda on the school's website. So you can
Correct.
Go to that and see what's being planned.
That's right. Or you can listen to the radio show the next day. And we'll try and cover as much as we can here.
But all right.
Going to the board meetings is probably better, more firsthand information.
All right. Better get to what we did last night.
Yes. You well, we covered a couple of things already. So that's good. We did have a quick presentation from Mrs. Bear. Mrs. Bear is the director of special education and our preschool, and she did a quick review of our language learner program. And so basically just gives the board some basic information about the program, where we're at in terms of numbers. We have seen an increase in students coming to us that have English learning language. They're proficient in their language. It's the English language that they're learning. There are actually 7 different languages or dialects that we deal with right now at our school. And so a lot of it is a dialect thing, a different version maybe of a language. So we do have a program that we have a teacher in each building. There's a testing protocol that has to occur. And right now our numbers are actually above state average. They've been growing a little bit. They dropped a little bit last year, as our enrollment did. I think with COVID, people were, just a little bit more leery yet about sending their kids to school, which we totally understood. But our enrollment's back up to where it was, and we're seeing our English language learner population, that number grow as well. And so I think we have a really good plan, a good program. The goal, obviously, is to help students if they're newcomers and they don't speak the English language. They do a lot of work right away with the teacher, but our goal is to get them out into classes. That, you know, really is probably where a lot of that learning goes on when they're with their peers and in the classes. And then our program supports what goes on. So we work with the kids. You'll see paras or teachers actually in a math class or a science class or an English class work just to make sure they know what's going on in there, and then they'll work with the students. So it's a good program, and I think we have a good plan in place to support the kids that come here.
Okay. Well, I'm obviously Spanish would be one language. I mean,
yeah, a lot of it is dialect of Spanish.
Dialect, okay.
And I know there are other languages besides Spanish, but I don't know what they are.
Okay.
Actually, I don't want to speak to that because I don't want to give out bad information. Okay. But
I was just curious.
Yeah, and it is a lot of it is a dialect thing where it's maybe the
Spanish. Yeah, I guess I wasn't aware of that. But,
right.
Well, I know Portuguese mixes in sometimes with that too.
And that's a lot of what it
if
is.
If they're coming from like Brazil or something.
Right.
Like.
And, the teachers instruct in the English language. And so, they don't have to know the dialects of all those languages. Their goal is to teach them English. So we have resources that we can work with to help with that too, with the translations.
Yeah, you want to help where you can. Yeah,
that's right. So that occurred. And then we went to some business items. I mentioned a few of these. The board approved our strategic plan. And so basically they approved kind of a first round of that. What the administrators now will do between now and June is we're going to go in and set some timelines, some goals for all of the components of that plan. So it's really not completely done. We need a little time to do that. And with school still going here for another month, it's going to be tough to get together. Usually we have an administrative retreat when school lets out. So that's what we'll do. And we'll spend time with our administrative team together and really kind of crunching out the details of what that might look like, and then bring that back to the school board in June for final approval. So that's kind of that process. And there'll be some good goals that'll come out of that. We talked about the bond study. We did approve salaries for our management team and our classified staff. For next year, and we've kind of been working on a 2.8% increase for everyone on staff, and so we went ahead with that. And then a couple of handbooks, the non-certificated handbook, the 712 handbook, and the Kids Club handbook were approved on first reading. The board accepted the 2022 list of graduates. They're not graduating yet. They still got a month left, and they have to complete all of the necessary requirements. So there's 72, I believe, right now that are on board and eligible, we'll keep them on track until graduation. And hopefully, everybody will make it. I know that, that's always something that we want to make sure that they complete and finish the job. And so we'll work with them closely in the next couple of weeks here to get them to the finish line and have our graduation, which is at the high school gym this year.
That's going to be my next question.
2 o'clock on the, I believe the 14th is the date.
High school gym.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We just, with the college, they're doing some renovation up there.
Yes, they are.
And they were more than willing to work with us and accommodate with our needs for graduation. But we just thought maybe this year we'll kind of stay out of their way and let them work on their project. We didn't want to delay that at all. I know they're, well, they'll plan on the Willow Bowl and then they'll move it inside it like they always do the week before we graduate. But then they don't have to worry about us. They can get going on and continue the work that's going on there. So I don't want to put that behind. So I think it'll work well at the gym. We've got a plan for setup. We got lots of chairs that'll be on the floor, comfortable chairs, not the metal ones. We have some plastic ones that are much more comfortable, and you know, our seating will be fine. We won't have any issues, I don't think, with attendance or getting everybody in. Should be good there. And it'd be kind of neat, I think, for the kids, you know, to graduate from their gym. A lot of high schools do that. And, you know, if they don't have a place, we're fortunate to have Wayne State, you know, and I'm sure we'll be back there next year.
Willow Bowl is a nice setting, but you always have to worry about the weather.
Well, we did do the Willow Bowl in August of 2020 when we brought the COVID class back. Right. They'll be forever known as that, I guess. And that was great. It was a beautiful morning. You don't always have beautiful mornings in May.
No.
Usually it's... You know, I remember one year it was really nice in the morning, and we had a power drive rally going on, and the college was having their graduation, and the skies opened and it poured. Mm-hmm. You just don't know what it's going to be like. So our ceremony is only about an hour, and you know, we try to keep it to about an hour. So it, you know, if it's a nice day, they'll be able to get outside after that. So I think it'll go well there. We actually had Grand March there this year, and that went pretty well there. We'll use our gym, and I think it'll work out well.
What's our date for graduation?
May 14th, I believe.
May 14th.
And then preschool graduation is August 28th, which is a Thursday. We had to move that a little bit early because that next week there's something going on every night in that.
You mean April 28th?
April 28th. Did
you
I say
you said August.
Oh, not August. No, that's too long. April 28th. Thank you. And then that brings us to the next action item, which was to approve the last day of school. So May 12th is the final day for K through 11. If everybody remembers back in August, we started pretty early. We started August 11th, and I remember telling the staff, you know, because we did have some people concerned that maybe that's too soon, but we already had it set up. So I remember saying to the staff, we all know what it's like in Nebraska, and winters in Nebraska usually bring a couple of maybe three snow days, and this winter didn't bring any. So
yeah,
not to say it couldn't happen between now and then, but because I remember May 1st one year we got 6 inches of snow, but you know, usually those snows melt pretty quick, and so if we do have something, that'll be okay. But we are getting out a lot earlier than normal, and actually next year we kind of heard the feedback from people, and we're starting. I think the 17th is our start date next year. So the calendar actually kind of rolls every, 6 or 7 years. And we try to start school the same calendar week where last year, you know, it just, that's where the date fell. So we're going to start next year on the 17th. So actually it's a pretty long summer break for everybody. So that, I guess for the kids, they'll be ready to come back by then. So,
okay.
And the seniors will be finished the week before that. We always let them go a little bit early to just as a kind of a reward and that type of thing. So May 12th is the final day for K-11. And preschool has a different last day, too. I think it's the 4th, but I don't want to say that for sure either. We'll get information out on that when we know that. And then the board approved. We have an HVAC project. Just a continuation of some of the upgrades we've been doing with our system. This will cover the locker room areas over at the elementary, the hallway, and the office. And then they also approved new bleachers at the elementary gym, which I think is kind of a big deal. If anybody's sat on the wooden bleachers over there, they'll appreciate this. But the nice thing about these is, first of all, the ones we have now are manual. You have to pull them out with a tool. It puts some pressure on your back and knees, and also it makes it kind of hard to pull them out all the way. And so if they don't come out all the way, that can cause issues. And these also will be ADA accessible. So right now we don't have any slots for ADA people in a wheelchair. They kind of have to be off to the side. So these will actually have area sections where you can back a wheelchair up and they can feel part of the crowd like we do at the high school. And so that'll be nice. We're receiving donations from the athletic boosters, the foundation, and the Wayne Elementary boosters to help with the cost, about $60,000. And I think we feel confident that we'll have about $30,000 pledged from those groups. So the school will cover the other half. We have a lot of things in that gym. Obviously, that you know, we do have athletic competitions, but it's used quite a bit during the school day for assemblies. We have concerts over there. Lots of things go on at our elementary gym, so we want to have good seating. And this will actually seat almost 400 people, so that'll be a good thing. And that, I think, is about it as far as action items. We talked a little bit about the facility committee meeting that we had. I gave the board some enrollment projections. I'm always a little bit cautious when I project enrollment. I don't want to overshoot where we think we might be. But I expect a kind of a continual gradual increase in enrollment over the next, 10 years or so. It's kind of hard to project beyond that. But I think we will, with just knowing some of the activities that's going on in town with potential apartment complexes going in and increased housing, which, definitely is a need in town here. With that will come some students, and we want to be ready for that.
Okay. Any other personnel?
No, matters? We did not. We had one item on the agenda, but there was no action. So okay. We did not have any other personnel information at this meeting. And we said our next meeting, we might have a special meeting. We are interviewing. And if we do, we'll publicize that, along the way. But right now, no news on that.
You want to say what we're looking for right now?
We are looking for Mrs. Steen's position, which is
assistant
elementary principal. And Mrs. Steen had been a special education coordinator for us. Depending on qualifications, we kind of match. There's a lot of administrative duties that need to get taken care of. So we kind of leave that part of it open. If we get someone with special education qualifications, that helps us a lot. But if we don't, there's other things we can have the person do. There's always a lot to do administratively. So we'll keep looking.
Okay. Everything going okay health-wise?
Yeah, I think we're in great shape. Our attendance actually last year and this year has been really strong. And I think things are going fine there. Other than there's tons of activities, golf, track, field trips, spring that is full of that. And we expect that all the time. And glad we're able to do those things. And so we're looking forward to that. Last month of school is always a fun time. I think, it's important for us to finish strong, and there's always a lot of celebrations and banquets and sure. Awards nights and everything that, I encourage people just to check out our activity calendar when they want to know when those things come. We welcome people to attend those. And before you know it, a month from today, in fact, May 12th will be the final day of school, and we'll get into our summer routines and send the kids off for a well-deserved break. I think it's been a great year, so we really appreciate all the efforts.
I really enjoyed the musical. We have a lot of talented kids.
We do. It's amazing. I tell you, it was just... And anybody that can identify with any show on MeTV, like The Addams Family, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. In fact... Since then, I'd kind of look, because MeTV carries that the 30-minute, and I kind of been watching it once in a while, and I'm amazed at how our kids must have watched the show, because they did a great job.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Anderson does a terrific job with the kids, and Mrs. Kepi, who's the new teacher at the elementary school for music, was part of that, and so thanks to her. And then also Mrs. Harder came back and helped out. So
even the retired lady came back.
That's right. Yeah. It was great to see her back. And it was an excellent, excellent show and great crowds, which was good too.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll let you get back to work then.
All right. Well, thank you, and appreciate the time, and appreciate all the support we are given by our community. We're very fortunate.
We'll talk to you next month.
Sounds good.
Dr. Mark Lanahan again, I guess, today on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from